only time I really got angry with Danny was after the, after 3.5 years of stellar performance and leading what was really in those days an extraordinary college jazz band, he decided to leave school. And I said, you can't do that. He said, oh yeah, I can. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to join the Count Basie Orchestra. And that's what he did. So I wasn't angry for very long. I wanted to go along and be the band boy. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Dougal. This next piece is the last of this set, and it's another arrangement that I did. It's actually the second one I did. I think I've done about 35 or so now. And I was so intrigued with the complexity of the music first, and then as I got into the music, it was the beauty of the music that took me over. And it was one of those things where, as an arranger, you first think, am I up to this task, number one? Number two, is this really a good idea? Because it sounds so perfect the way it is. The Pat Metheny group for this recording, I'm guessing now because it's been many years, I would guess was no more than 5 or perhaps 6 people. And but I did the arrangement, and we've had an awful lot of fun with it, and especially with this group. And this features Paul Burns on alto saxophone. I could have gotten that if you'd given me a minute. But he knows me better already, I guess. On soprano saxophone. This is Pat Metheny and Lyle May's